Hi, Albert Lee.
Yes.
It's Shaylee again. Did you have time?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Just got done with my taxes, so.
Okay. Well, if now's not a good time, I could always do it later. It's up to you.
No, it's good. I just put my phone on speaker and going down the road. So.
Okay. Well, I just got done talking with Amos, and Amos said that you were the guy to talk to.
Okay, yeah, me and my wife are the ones that reported the people, but I believe that's what you all want to talk about, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What exactly did you report on Leander Gingrich and his brother?
My sister left from that community, and I had heard some stuff that was going on, but I did not have no proof. I did not have no names. My sister left the community. She knew all the little children's names that were getting violated from these, from Melvin and his brother Leander. Leander was violating, at least three of his sister-in-laws. And Melvin had been molesting in the past, and a few years ago had been molesting his younger sisters. And, we believe some of his sister-in-laws too, but, we're not even 100% sure. That's what she had heard, but she had not heard it from the girl. From what they got arrested for, and what the detective said, I believe, I didn't confirm that with the detective lady, but Leander was for sure molesting three of his sister-in-laws, and Melvin was violating his sisters, and we believe his sister-in-laws as well.
Okay, and Amos said Melvin has several young children. And that he might have been doing that to his own children. Do you know anything in that regard?
That's what we were never quite clear on that. We just know that they are completely out of control. You know, clearly completely out of control. And but see, the Amish try to keep this stuff as discreet as possible. When this stuff happens, the bishop stands in front of church and says, "This is not to go to the outside world." And he says, they use the word. Let's just say one of their boys, like the Amish, would say. Amish use the same word when somebody violates a little child as if somebody would, just to plainly speak, like masturbate. In front of church, they use the same words. They say that the general word is he was self-reflecting, which would mean, in English would mean, sexually doing something he shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
You know? In so many words. So that's all the preacher says in front of church is that he has been sexually doing something he wasn't supposed to and so forth. And, you know, he has now confessed his sins and he'll be taken back up. And this stuff is not to be talked about to the outside world. And so, you know, the bishop, I believe the bishop, the preachers are at fault of this because when the oldest brother was doing it, they stood in front of church and said, this is not to be talked about to the outside world. And the younger brothers thought, well, hey, we can do whatever we want to then. So they started, I believe they turned them into perverts.
Yeah. So how long do you think this has been going on and the church has known about it and hasn't done anything?
The oldest brother, from what my sister told me, and my mom, I talked to my mom and I said, y'all are covering up child molestation. She goes, what do you mean? I don't know nothing like that going on. I said, what about John L's Melvin? She goes, oh, that's been 5 years ago. So my mom admitted to me that they knew about it for 5 years already.
And didn't do anything.
They did not do anything about it. So my mom goes, well, that's been 5 years ago. And I said, well, there is more stuff going on. And she goes, well, I don't know of anything that's going on. And I said, what about Leander's sister-in-law? She goes, oh, them. And, you know, they're just like saying, oh, them as in, oh, well, those kids, you know. Well, you know, those kids are weird anyway. It's how the Amish look at kids. You know, when really the old perverts are the ones ruining the children's life, and then because the children are, like, losing their minds or, you know, not listening, you know, Amish think, well, them children deserve it. That's really how they look at it. They're completely off they're completely nuts. That community has completely lost its common sense.
Oh, my gosh. Is that why you left?
Well, that is a big reason why I left, yes. I left because child abuse. My dad was very abusive, like, it was, I mean, to an extent where he was, like, breaking. He broke my one brother's leg and just nonstop beating the crap out of children, you know. And that's why I wanted to leave when I was 9 years old. At 9 years old, I made a promise to myself that I was going to leave the Amish.
That's,
I left at 15 years old.
That's crazy. And, you know, beating children like that is illegal. It's illegal in the English world. And they just let it happen?
As when I was 13, and see, and with all this stuff that happened to my dad was doing, the other community knew about, the child services came out 3 different times because people who were not Amish would see bruises on the kids and would call them. But by the time they come out, a week or two later, all the bruises would be gone, you know. And in other words, my dad was just lucky. Like, he just kept hitting, like, the luggage. Like, they came out 3 different times, and each time, none of the children had bruises on their face. And the Amish would cover it up and say, we had some problems, but we deal with them. You know, we're Amish, and we take care of our problems, you know. And the law would walk away. I really, when I first left the Amish, I was mad at the law. The law knew my dad was doing bad, or got reported 3 times that my dad was doing bad stuff, but they walked away because it was religion. They turned their head because religion, because of the religious stuff, you know. Because Amish say that we're Amish religion, and so many people have such high respect for the Amish that they just turn their head and think, okay, it looks like they're doing okay, we'll just let it go, you know. Because I don't believe there's any way that somebody out of the Amish could be, a family could get reported 3 times and detectives wouldn't take the children into questioning. You know, they never pulled us aside or nothing. They just came by, looked around the house, and never even took the children to a separate room to ask them if they had been getting abused.
Oh, my gosh. And what about your mom? Did she stand by your kids or did she stand by her husband?
She stood. She'd occasionally throw a big fit. If one of the little kids got beat, but then the next day she was creating them to get another beat. So my mom stood by my dad, you know. At one point when something would happen, she'd get mad at dad, but then next, like a week later, all of a sudden, she'd be like, well, the boys did this, they need a whipping. Knowing that my dad was not just going to give us a few pats on the butt, you know, it was going to be, like always, a real beat, you know. And she'd stand there when she got mad, like my mom would get mad at one of the children, she'd be like, Dad, one of the children needs a whipping. She called it a whipping, but it was really a beat, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And she'd stand by and be okay with it. But, no, Malin is still free. Malin is still loose. Malin Gingrich, which would be Melvin and Leander's brother, he is still free, and he is as guilty as they get. He has been violating little girls. And what Amish often do is, If they find out that something like that is going on, they find out that people are going to report it to the law, they ship the little kids, like the underage girls, out of state so that you can't, like, get a case going.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. For a clear example, Malin Gingrich, 2 years ago, my sister was 15 years old, and Malin Gingrich, we didn't find out until my sister was out of the state in Ohio, and they had shipped Malin. Malin was 20 at this time. They had shipped Malin to Pennsylvania, and had shipped my sister to Ohio, and when we went to the police station, they said, unless a parent or a legal guardian comes in, there's nothing we can do because the children are out of state. If the kids are not in the state of Missouri, Missouri can't do nothing.
Oh,
and currently, I still do not know where my sister Martha is. She is now 17. We have been trying to find out where she is at, and the Amish will not tell us. They shipped her to Ohio, to a kid's home, and then from there, they shipped her to a family to a place in Wisconsin, and they're not, and I know which community they're in, we're about to go up and just see if we can get it out of somebody where she's staying at.
Yeah, and they shipped her out for what reason was it?
Do what?
Why did they ship her away?
Because Malin, my sister was 15, and they were making her work at John L., which was Malin and Leander's and Melvin's dad, they were making her work at his sawmill. And Malin I don't know. See, I've not even been able to talk to my sister. But from what the Amish kids told me from the community was Malin was violating my sister. But she was 15 years old.
And they just shipped her away.
So they just sent her out of the community because they knew I've got 3 brothers who are out of the Amish. And I've got 1 younger than me, a year younger, and 2 older brothers. And they knew if we found out, we'd call the law, right?
Right.
So they sent Malin and my sister out of the community to completely 3 states across the United States to make more we wouldn't know where they're at.
That's awful.
The detective that's on the case, I told her about Malin, and apparently Malin has been violating his own little sisters as well. And Mela, and I told her about Martha, but I said, we can't find Martha. I said, she's somewhere in Augusta, Wisconsin, from what we heard. But I said, we haven't been able to locate her. And so Malin, when his two brothers got arrested, the word is now that Malin ain't even in council no more. They claim he took off and it's like hiding or is on the run.
Oh, no. And so if they just ship the little girls off when this kind of stuff happens, do you think the little girls that were violated this time are going to get shipped off?
I don't believe so, because the detectives have already talked to the parents. I kept this, but we found out, and I went and did a report to the police department, and the lady came to our house, and I told them, I said, you all have to go out and, like, make sure that the parents understand that you all are going to take their children if they don't cooperate, you know. Because the parents, unless they get, like, forced or realize that they're going to lose custody of their own children, they'll just try to play along with the Amish and pretend like nothing happened. Well, very clearly, the parents cooperated, and the children told the detectives what happened, and Leander and Melvin were arrested. So I don't believe, because it's a federal case now, I do not believe at all that they can ship the kids out. I don't believe that's going to be the case at all.
And are these the parents of these little girls? Are they protecting and standing by their children, or are they...
Well, from what my sister had told me, because my sister had become a member of their church about a year before she left, and she said the mom was very angry when this stuff was happening, but she did not stand up and tell the law, you know, because they're so, a lot of Amish are so brainwashed into thinking that the only way to get to heaven is to be Amish, and if you oppose against the Amish, you're opposing against God. So the parents didn't agree with this, but they didn't call the law. You know, they were not okay with what was happening to their children, but they did not have to. They did not have the backbone, I guess you would call it, to actually go call the law and report it. Because if you're Amish, like, I'm not Amish no more, so if you're Amish and you report something like that, like, they shun you, like they kick you completely out of their church, and, like, they'll tell you that they're casting you out to the devil, is what they tell you.
That's awful. That's kind of what Amos alluded to, that it,
yeah,
they didn't teach nice.
Yeah, and see, I'm out of Amish. I couldn't give two shits less if they like me or not, you know. But the people who are trying to be Amish and have got this belief that they have to be Amish to get to heaven, they're scared to call law because Amish are going to say that they're casting them out of their church and out to the world to the devil, you know. And they just think that they've been brought up all their life that if somebody does something wrong, no matter what, if the church says that he's forgiven, then he's forgiven, you know, and you have to go on. So that's what the church tells them. When these sick people mess with little children, they kick them out of church for 2 weeks, and they take them back up, and they say, your sins have been forgiven, and nobody, and this is not to be talked about to the outside world. So, you know, if the people turn them in, they're going against what the preacher told them to do. The preachers need to be charged. The preachers need to be punished, because this is not going to stop unless the preachers quit saying that this is not going to go to the outside world, because let's just say Melvin 5 years ago was molesting his little sisters, and everybody found out about it, and the preacher said, this is not to go to the outside world. The younger brother was like, hey, that means I can do whatever I want, you know? And all of a sudden, they think that kind of stuff is cool. You know, they get this twisted mindset that, hey, looks like, you know, I can do whatever I want and get away with it. And all of a sudden, they, instead of fearing the law, they feel like they're above it. They feel like, my dad felt like he was above the law. My dad started doing whatever he wanted and just was completely out of control because he felt like the law couldn't touch him.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I have zero tolerance for child molestation, and I have zero care for the Amish religion. I really do. There are so many people who think the Amish are good people, but I've been out of the Amish for 7.5 years, and I have not seen a quarter, not even a quarter would be way overstating it, of the bad stuff happening that I did when I was in the Amish. When I was in the Amish, it was just constant child abuse, child molestation cases going on under the Amish church, and the Amish just, they're school teachers who mess with the school kids, little school kids, and the parents find out, and the people find out about it. They will kick the school teacher out of church for 2 weeks, take him back in to church and say that his sins are forgiven and let him teach again. And it'll just happen again, and they'll just repeat the same thing. It's like they're so darn ignorant that they just keep repeating the same thing over and over, and just more and more little girls get harmed.
Oh, my gosh. So these school teachers, are they men or women?
Men. Most times they're men.
Do they ever have women school teachers?
Yes, they often have women school teachers. I'd say about two-thirds of the Amish teachers are women, but then there's about, I don't know, a quarter to a third of them that are men, and not all of them are perverts, but there's a few that are. And the Amish just don't believe in calling the law and turning them in. They just let them keep going.
I can't imagine that the parents of these children are, they stand by that. That's just so ridiculous.
I know, it's just like Alton Borntrigger's out there, Leander's father-in-law. They weren't okay with it. They were all mad about it, but they didn't call law. They just sat around and cried for a few days and thought it's all so terrible. Then they went on and thought, well, you know, he made his things in church. He's now forgiven. We have to forgive him. This is how brainwashed they are. And they just let this crap keep happening to their little kids. You know, I understand that they weren't doing it, but I feel like they should be held responsible, too. I really do. I mean, I know that, you know, they're brainwashed and all, but somewhere something has to happen to where these people realize that this crap cannot just keep going, that they have to report when stuff like that happens or they're going to lose their children. You see what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, well, in the English world, that is against the law. And they are living, I mean, I know that they're segregated in their own community, but they are technically a part of the English world. And if you see a crime and you don't report it, you are, in essence, committing that crime as well.
See, I asked the detective lady that. She told me that if you're a policeman, a preacher, a firefighter, like somebody that has to take a pledge, then you are required. But if you're a citizen, you are not required to report that.
Parents are. That's child abuse. If they've just let it keep happening to their parents, that's child abuse, and that's illegal.
I know. I believe parents are. I believe. I don't know. I didn't ask her that, but she said, let's just say I'm walking down the street and I see somebody abusing their child. I would not be held accountable for not turning that in, is what she told me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I believe, I'm positive that parents are, because I've heard of cases like that before. But here's the thing. When their first daughter got violated, if they would have turned them in, it could have stopped. But no, they choose to let the second and third daughter get violated too. You know, that's what makes me so mad. That's why the parents need to be held accountable. So the next family, if this ever happens again, next family goes, well, we had to report him or we're going to lose all our children.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe, I really deep down, I feel like if somebody is not going to report when their children are being used that way, they don't got the right to have their children.
Exactly.
You know? And that's really how I feel. I mean, that's just because my dad was not fit to be in charge of children. You know, he should have been to jail years ago. But no, the Amish just kept covering up. And when I was 15 years old, I left the Amish community. They called the cops, and I told the cops. I said, I don't care no more. I didn't care if I went to a kid's home or where I went. I told the cops everything I knew about my dad, and my dad is currently doing 17 years in prison.
For child abuse?
For child abuse and also for child molestation.
Was he molesting his female children or both?
Yeah, he was molesting his female children, yeah.
Okay, we hear of cases now, like these Gingrich cases about Amish men molesting young Amish women, but does it ever happen where Amish men molest other Amish men?
Yes. Yeah.
You never hear about those cases. Do you think that is anything that's been going on now?
I don't know. The detective lady, is not the lady that's in charge of this case. Is not allowed to tell me all the details. But I don't know, but I do know of somebody that lives in Columbia, Missouri, that's an ex-Amish that got molested. Him and his brothers got molested throughout their childhood, and their dad is still free because they didn't want to go, like, at that age, he left the Amish when he was 19 years old, and, like, he didn't have to, I don't know for sure what you would call it, but, like, he would have felt stupid to go call the law on his own dad. You know what I mean? He would have felt like he would have been making himself look bad, you know. But, yeah, his dad was molesting him and his brothers all throughout their childhood, and he has never done a day in jail for it.
That's ridiculous. That's awful. Those kids could still turn him in, even though they're older now. But
well,
they probably.
No, you've got the law is you've got 10 years after you're 18, so you've got until you're 28 years old to turn something like that in. And then after that, the person you can't turn them in for you no more. Like if they found out it was still going on, they could do a turn them in for that. But let's say that this guy's 40 years old, he cannot get his dad in trouble for what he did to him no more because he didn't file it before he was 28, or by the time he was 28.
Gotcha. You know more about the English law than I do.
Well, I had a terrible father, so I kind of, you know, did all the research on the law. I talked to a lot of people, you know.
Well, I'm glad you stepped up and you got your dad in trouble because that's exactly what should have happened.
Yeah, and then see, the thing is that my mom was angry at me and she for turning my dad in, and she blamed, she said it was my older sister's fault that this stuff was happening.
Well, she doesn't sound right in the head either then.
Oh, the thing of it is that I ain't got proof, but from hearsay, I heard that my mom was violated too as a child. See, so this is my point. This stuff just keeps happening in the Amish community. You see what I mean? It just goes from generation to generation. So since my mom was violated, she didn't feel no sympathy for her children because her father was never punished. And she just felt like that's just the way it is, or, you know, that's just, you know, that's just the way life is. So she never actually, my mom needed and still needs like 10 years of counseling. That's how bad her brain is messed up. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Like I cannot even have a conversation with my mom fairly because her brain, like she is so, her brain is so jacked up, like how she thinks. You know, she is so scared of hell that she can't, she is miserable with life. Like she is living an Amish life, trying to do everything right that she knows, but still, deep down, she feels like there is hardly any hope. Like there's no hope to get to heaven. And I believe because it's just eating her up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The guilt, probably.
Yeah. And I heard in the last 5 years that she was violated as a girl. And I have not heard this from her or from, you know, directly, but people who were from that community said that her father violated her as a little child. So I believe that's why she's sticking up for my dad. And the only reason you think that does not make no sense, but I think the reason they do is because her dad was never punished. Therefore, she learned to accept what happened. You know, she learned to accept what happened without the bad guy paying the consequences. So she feels like the bad guy won. I think I don't personally know. You know, as far as because it didn't like I was not violated, but. That's what I understand about how it works. But
yeah, and do you think that these little girls that have recently been violated will get counseling, or will they just this will just be like a subject that's never talked about again?
So like the law, when the law got involved with my dad, my sister got counseling. Yes, they took my sister, mandatorily took my sister from my parents and put her into counseling. And I think she was in counseling for like a year, year and a half.
The English world did that, but the Amish world won't do that, will they?
No, the Amish world, they say that they'll take you to counseling, but it's all bullshit. You know, they say they do old counseling and everything, but it's all bullshit. And when you go to their Amish counseling, they say all they counsel about is about you doing as you're told, you following the Amish rules, you staying in the Amish ordaining. It's all BS. There is no justice in Amish. There is no justice law in the Amish rule. They're the Amish live the way they do so they can get away with more. Think about it. They don't pay Social Security. They exempt themselves from this new Obamacare. I mean, there's a lot of laws I don't care about, but if I could just snap my fingers and start exempting myself from stuff, that would be great. That's exactly what they're doing. They wear different clothing, and they... A lot of them have skid steers, chainsaws, they live however they want, but they say they call themselves a religious Amish group, and they exempt themselves from a whole bunch of stuff, and they hide underneath the law. And did you know one of my biggest goals was when I left the Amish was to expose them, to make sure, and every cop I talked, not every cop, 95% of the cops I talk to that talk about the Amish, by the time that me and the cop get to know each other, they know, and they have a whole different respect for the Amish, and it's not because I'm lying to them, it's because I am telling them the truth about the Amish. I tell them, you go out and you look, you watch, you see what these people are doing. These guys are not following the law. There's a lot of bad stuff that goes on underneath the Amish, and that the Amish people do not talk about. They just think that's just the way of life. I honestly thought that my dad was doing what was right in God's eyes when he was beating the crap out of me and my siblings. Up until I was about 9 to 10 years old, I thought that's how everybody's life was.
Well, that's how they teach you to think, isn't it?
Do what?
That's how they teach you to think, isn't it, as a little kid?
That's how they teach you to think, and they teach you that if you don't listen to your parents, you're going to burn in hell for eternity, and they scare you into doing what you're told. And a lot of kids out there are scared to walk any different what they're told because they think they're going to go to hell. And this is at 8 years old or something, you know. They believe they're going to burn in hellfire if they don't do, you know, exactly what their parents tell them, you know. And their parents are just making them be their little slave. I started working at a sawmill when I was 7 years old, and my uncle was at my uncle's sawmill, and my uncle was paying my dad $4 an hour, and my dad was my brother, my oldest brother. I got two older brothers, me and my brother Jesse, and me, four of us were running a resaw. And my dad was making over sometimes between $1,000 and $1,500 a week. From what me and my brothers were doing. My brother, younger brother was 6 years old when he started. I was 7. My brother just older than me was 8. But here's how it was. My brother just older than me was born in January. I was born in December. My fallen brother was born in the fallen November. So we were all three, you know, just 11 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
And my older brother's 3 years older than me. Us four were running a resaw, a forehead resaw, and we're making my dad between $1,000 and $1,500 a week during the summer, and we never seen a dollar of. So they're making their kids their own little personal slaves and kicking the shit out of them like a dog, and just, you know, and their kids believe this is the way life is. Not until I was about 11 years old, we moved from one community to the next one, and my dad gave me a spanking. I didn't even think much of it. It was not even like, I didn't even have like a bruised face or nothing. I just had some black and blue marks like on my backside and on my back. And we're at the sawmill, and I bent over, and one of the workers there seen, I was working at a different sawmill now at this new community, and one of the workers seen a mark on my back, and he goes, "What's that on your back?" I was like, "Oh, I did so-and-so, and I got a whipping." He goes, "Let me see it," and I showed him my backside, and he just about flipped. Like, he literally about had a heart attack. I didn't even think it was a big deal. I didn't even think nothing of it, you know. Like, it was not even, I hadn't even got it, not even got a bad spanking, like a hard spanking, I didn't think.
Yeah. That's just out of this world. Well, it's a good thing that you turned them in now. Because if you hadn't have done it, nobody else would have.
That's the crazy part. I just found out when my sister left that this Melvin guy, this has been going on for like 5 years. This is like 5 years ago, at least 5 years ago, when the first case got against him, you know, in the Amish church. And they just continued to cover it up. And then his brother, Leander, follows right in his steps, and I'm 100% certain it's because he sees his older brother doing this, and he sees him getting away scot-free, not paying no consequences, and then he just becomes sick just like him, you know? And it's a terrible thing, and what I was telling the detectives is they have to get the preachers. The preachers are the ones that are saying this is not to go to the outside world. The preachers are the ones that are pretty much okay in this stuff. And the preachers know what's going on. They're covering up. The preachers have to be locked up. You know, they have to do time. So the next bishop that comes along thinks, hey, I'm not going to say that crap or I'm going to do 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the next bishop is a lot more apt to go, you know, if they make a new young bishop, he's a lot more apt to go, hey, you punks, you're going to cut this crap out because I'm not going down for you all.
Mm-hmm.
You see? No. And this bishop they got now has probably covered up between 10 to 20 child molestation cases. Dead serious. There has been at least 10 children in that community that got violated in the last five years that they have covered up. Or I don't know if it was 10 different children, but it's been 10 different times at least.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Now, this bishop has to go down. This bishop is not going to change unless he gets punished. You know, he is not just going to change overnight like that.
How does the Amish community work? Can the community vote him out, vote him away?
No. Once you're a bishop, you always are a bishop. There's no way you can ever become not a preacher in the Amish.
That's too much power.
Oh yeah. I'm telling you, these Amish preachers, they love the power. They will go harass a teenager that's following their church and trying to become a member, you know, because he believes that's what he's got to do to get to heaven. They will go harass this kid down to a point where this kid walks in the church, hanging his head, not daring to look left or right because he's afraid somebody's going to say he was grinning in time of church. It is messed up. I'm telling you, and not all communities are as bad as like Carrollton, but Carrollton is one of the lower crazy communities, you know. And there is a lot of communities out there like them, and then there's some communities who are not that bad. But a lot of those preachers out in the Amish, like the communities like Carrollton, are just real. They love the power. They love to make another human bow down to them, and you know, try to act perfect and do what they're told. I think it's just a human power that they're feeling, you know.
You just don't typically think about preachers that way.
I know, because outside of the Amish, a preacher can get voted right out of church and be not a preacher no more, you know.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be there to protect the people that they're serving. And, like, the preacher isn't some holy figure. I mean, they're holy, but they're not some prestigious figure. They're like servants. Like, they're serving the people.
Yeah,
they're serving the congregation.
The preachers are most times like servants, you know. They're supposed to be, you know, trying to help the people understand the Bible, and that's it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. You're not supposed to go and tell the person, hey, I want you to do this. Hey, if you want to be a part of this church, you have to do this, you know. The preacher usually is outside the army. He's not the guy that's telling the other people if they want to be part of his church, they have to do this and this, you know. And that's the crazy part. The Amish, they tell this one member that isn't following the rules quite perfectly, hey, if you don't change and don't start following our rules, we're going to kick you out of church. We're going to kick you out of our church, you know.
Well, the rules don't seem that great because little children are getting hurt.
Exactly. And that's one of the rules is if a little child gets hurt, you're not going to kill the law. This guy is supposed to apologize in front of church, and his sins are going to be washed away by the wave of the preacher's hand, and he's going to be risen again, and he's going to be a brand new man, and he can turn around and do it right again. You know? And see, and the crazy part is that the Amish punish their kids very severely about having radios or driving cars. They give them the same consequences for driving a car or owning the radio that they do these perverts that violate little children. That is the truth. They will, when somebody violates little children, they will kick them out of church. Out, you know, where they say that they're not a member of their church and they can't eat with other people and they can't associate with other people. It's either usually 2 weeks or 4 weeks. And when a person has a radio, they do the exact same thing. Or if somebody, like, drives a car or smokes cigarettes, they do the same crap. But if they punish people who have radios with the same bullshit consequences as that they do when there is a child molester in the community.
That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
But see, the thing is that most people don't know that because the Amish keep it so secretive. They don't tell them, you know. And they say, you know, if you go talk to people to the outside world about this, you know, we're going to cast you out of our church out into the world among the devil and his demons. It is what my sister told me, because they kicked her out of church, her and her boyfriend were having a sexual relationship. They kicked them out of church and told them that we're going to cast you out among the devil and his demons. You mean to tell me another human is going to tell you that they're giving you to the devil? That's the most stupid thing I've ever heard, you know?
Yeah.
I just like, you know, because I was 15 when I left, so I never joined their church. I was never a member of their church, you know, so I didn't even hear a lot of that stuff.
How old do you have to be a member?
17. And when you're 17, you're in most communities, 17, you're required to become a member. And if you don't, and that's another thing, if you don't become a member, then there's consequences too. You can't go to the Amish singing. Singing is Sunday night when the kids go hang out with all the other kids and their friends and stuff, you know, and go out on dates. If you don't become a member, you can only go, but they go out to singers every Sunday night. You have to skip every other Sunday. And some communities even have rules, if you don't become a member and become baptized in the Amish church and become a member of their church, you can't go deer hunt. Or you can't go to horse sale. They have all kinds of little consequences. They say, once you're 17, you have to join their church. And then they say, oh, we don't force people to join our church or become baptized. BS! you send up a whole line of punishment for them if they don't join.
Yeah. And it's just ridiculous that every member that was in that church was an adult, and hearing these people confess their sins and they didn't do anything about it. Every single member of that church.
I'm telling you what, I know that there's a lot of children in that community, so it wouldn't be right. But if I could take all those adults and throw them into a dump, I would. I'm telling you, I think that I posted these arrests on Facebook. I said I hold the adult in that community just as responsible as the guy who was doing it. You know, them people seen this happen multiple times and just let it fly on by is just completely insane. You know, I feel like they should all be charged, or they should all, you know, have to go do something in order to keep their children. Because if they don't care about another person's children to that little extent, that they're just going to let a child molester be in their community, then I don't feel like they're fit for kids.
No. Not at all. Well, I'm glad you got out of that community, and I'm glad that you came forward with this, because if you hadn't went to the police, nobody else would have, obviously.
Well, I mean, it might have, but it could have very easily been 5-10 years down the road and, you know, another 20-30 victims, you know.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's just, you know, it makes me very mad, you know. And there was 10 children in my family, and 6 of them have now left the Amish. Four of my family was, I was the third one. There was 4 boys and 5 girls. And then I have a little brother who is turning 14 on the 13th of this month. And all four of us boys left, and 2 of my sisters have left now too. So there's 6 of us out of the Amish, and I'm positive at least 2 more are going to leave. So my youngest brother's already saying he wants to leave, and one of my other sisters says she doesn't like the Amish at all. So.
Yeah, but at least those little ones aren't getting the brunt of what you got from your dad.
Yes, and you see, well, my sister Lydia left the community of Carrollton. She was 18, and she just turned 19 the other week. And she told me, she said she was always glad that she wasn't the oldest girl in our family because of what happened to my oldest sister, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, when she started telling me this stuff, I said, you said you were glad you weren't the oldest girl. I said, think about these other little girls. I said, that if we don't do nothing, that would be exactly like, if nothing would have happened to Dad, you would have been one of the victims too.
Yeah.
You know? And so she's been very, very, forthcoming with everything and been very helpful as far as, you know, she's gladly given up all their names and getting all the names and telling the deputy everything that she knows about them. So,
do you think that your sister, your oldest, or the one that just left, Lydia, do you think either one of them would talk to me?
I don't know. My oldest sister lives with a family out in Ohio.
Oh, and you guys still haven't found her yet, have you?
Oh, no. My oldest sister, she's 21. She's living with a family in Ohio, and we've gone visit her before. They've got a phone. We've talked to her on the phone just a week ago. She seems to be very happy with life, where she's at, and so forth. It's my sister that's 17 that we aren't able to find.
Okay. Wow. Well, if you know of anyone that would talk to me or be willing to talk to me, I'm willing to take as many interviews as I can get to get this information out there so people know what's going on.
Yes. What station are you all on?
KMZU, and the number here, do you have pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
The number here is 660-542-0404, and my name is Shaylee Miller, S-H-A-Y-L-E-E, and then M-I-L-L-E-R.
You know, Miller is a last name of a lot of Yamis, right?
It's the last name of a lot of people. Mine happens to be German.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where, because the Amish are from, a lot of them are from Germany. But you said that radio station, what's the number on that radio station?
KMZU, and it's 100.7.
All right. And usually what time do y'all air this kind of stuff?
Well, like I told Amos, it just depends on how the story goes. If we'll run it tomorrow, we'll probably run it tomorrow, but I just don't know what time. and we'll probably run it a couple days in a row, actually. Is this number that I called you on, is it a cell phone number?
Yes, that's my cell phone number.
Well, Amos asked me to text him when I found out what day and time it was going to run, and I'm more than willing to text you, too, if you don't mind that.
That would be great. That would be great.
I'll text you both when it's going to run so that you know. And it'll be on the internet, too, and I'll post it to Facebook.
All right, okay. Well, see, and what I also want to tell you is National Geographic, we did a few shows for National Geographic a few years ago, and a lot of egg timers got very mad at me because I kept telling the National Geographic people about the bad stuff that goes on in the Amish. Well, they finally told me, they said, they're not here to film about the corrupt stuff in the Amish. They're here to do a good story on the Amish. They said, so you're telling me that if you know of a millionaire that donated $1 million to charity, you want to go film about that, but if you knew he was a child molester, you wouldn't want to report that. You just want to film that he donated $1 million. I don't give a shit about $1 million. And they got all mad at me, quit filming with me, and a lot of ex-homies got mad at me because ex-homies, and I don't feel that way. I'm my own person. I am not responsible for where I'm from. I did not have a choice. But a lot of the Amish feel like if the Amish get turned in for being, you know, known for child molestation, you know, and that they cover it up, that will make them look bad. That's what a lot of the Amish fear, and that's why they don't want to be a part of reporting stuff like that, you know. And so they're just still, what I've told hundreds of people is, two-thirds of the people that leave the Amish who are calling themselves Amish are still Amish in heart. They really are, because they're concerned about protecting the Amish. They're scared that however the Amish look, it's going to make them look, because they introduce themselves as ex-Amish. I don't introduce myself as an ex-Amish. I just say, hi, my name is Albert Lee, and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people try to use the Amish or the ex-Amish name to get to be known, or to get to, you know, to get work, or, you know, get, for they think it's going to make them look good or like a good person. When I say, oh, you used to be Amish, okay, are you one of those guys who ripped everybody off?
that's really how
I look at, you know, I wouldn't give nobody an extra dollar just because they're Amish for nothing, you know.
Do you mind spelling your first and last name for me?
Albert Lee is A-L-B-E-R-T. L-E-E is my last name, Lee. All right, well, hope everything is good on the story, and I'm really hoping that they locate Malum and get him, because I know he ain't gonna stop. I know better than that, because I've seen it happen too many times. Like, if somebody doesn't pay the consequences, they, you know, even when somebody pays the consequences, they don't always change.
Yeah.
But if somebody runs and thinks that they got away, it just happens again.
Yeah. Well, I hope they catch him too, and I'm gonna do my best to put the word out there. And like I said, if you find anyone, male or female, ex-Amish or current Amish, that wants to talk, which I know would be rare and hard to find, but I would love to talk to them. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good night.
You too.